This is the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. We're talking this afternoon about the weather forecast with Mike Tenurum. He's at T-Storm in Chicago. Hi, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, you're welcome, Todd. I hope you're having a great day there.
I was out this morning and looked around. Crops in our area in particular look really good. I was north of Champaign into the Ludlow-Paxton area last evening. Fantastic crops there. Went back to the west and north up towards Bloomington, the Hayworth area, this morning, and things were a bit drier there, but that's the way the rainfall fell for the week. I'm wondering what you see in U.S. weather for the coming days.
Well, there's a lot of different things to monitor. I mean, number one is some of that dryness you're talking about there that you saw. There's a pretty extensive area of dryness. It extends from right around Bloomington, Illinois, and then stretches all the way west into western Nebraska. It's pretty much centered from around Interstate 80 and then out of the south through southern Missouri and all of Kansas. So this area here, it includes around 20 to 25% of U.S. corn production. This area needs a big rain because that's the amount of corn that's basically received little to no rain over the last 2 weeks. And there's also been a few other dryness pockets that have developed, namely in parts of the eastern Dakotas, parts of western Minnesota. But a lot of that has been masked by a fairly significant rain event that happened earlier in the week. You might recall that we had some thunderstorms around over the last few days, pretty much all over Illinois except in that western area, with most of the heavy totals having occurred from southeast Minnesota through northeast Iowa, Wisconsin, and then the northern third of Illinois. So that's kind of your garden spot at the moment, that area from Minnesota essentially toward the Chicago area and then over toward Davenport, Iowa. But again, once you start heading to the south and west, we need rain there, and though people might not be talking about it, if it doesn't rain there in the next 4 or 5 days, I guarantee you they will be.
And I don't think I've seen anything in the way of rainfall for those areas. Is something on your radar?
Well, this is where the forecast is very complicated, not only for the next couple of days, but next week. And next week, we think, is a critical forecast, probably the most critical one we've seen in years. Basically, the situation is this. It's very hot out in the plains. It reached 106 degrees yesterday in Salina, Kansas, which is kind of in the middle of the state, but more toward the east, not in the high plains. This was in a lower elevation area. And most of Nebraska and Kansas, for that matter, were around 100 degrees yesterday. So was southwest Iowa and parts of Missouri. Again, right in that dry spot. So what happened, though, yesterday, which was interesting, is that it got so hot in Kansas that a thunderstorm cluster essentially exploded out of nowhere. And parts of central Kansas did get some good rain just because of how hot it got earlier in the day. Now, that's always going to be a risk here for a few more days. We could see a major thunderstorm cluster just kind of erupt out of nowhere in parts of the Dakotas, Nebraska, western Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri, essentially right along the edge of what will be very intense heat with high temperatures between 95 and around 103 to 104, for most of the next 4 days or so. So that's one risk. But the bigger issue is besides that, because those chances don't look real good, so let's just kind of set that aside for the moment. If you look into what happens next week, that's where things get a little more interesting. We will see a cool front move across central United States on Monday and Tuesday. So that's going to take all of the heat that's kind of to the immediate west of Illinois today and push it further to the west. So everybody will be looking normal or maybe even a little bit cool for the first half of next week. But if that occurs, we'll only see one chance for thunderstorms because the cold front will blast on through and we won't be left with multiple chances that are a little more common to what we like to see, at least, to get widespread and heavy rains in the central U.S. So that's kind of the key issue. I mean, we really need either those storms over the next few days or the storms next week to hit that area that's pretty dry, or else we're going to see the intensity of dryness expand.
That gets us through next week, but then we start to get closer to July and it really gets imperative that rain come. What happens?
Well, that's where the forecast is very interesting and also, of course, very challenging because we're looking more than 1 week out. The big issue that we'll have once we get into the latter part of next week, and really more so next weekend and then going forward, is that we know there will be a huge upper level high somewhere in the western United States. That same upper level high, mind you, is the one that made it turn into the 100s yesterday in the plains. So the big question is, what will that do? Well, there's evidence that would suggest it should expand once we get into next weekend and going forward, which would lead to a warmer pattern, especially again in the plains and into the western Corn Belt. And that could turn hot at times. We think it probably will. But we just need to see a couple more things. Number one, we need to see what happens with thunderstorms over the next couple of days to give us some confidence that we're not going to see thunderstorms just kind of randomly occurring, which might lead us to think a little differently about the situation. And the other thing that has to happen is we need to see some of this rain happen next week. If we can get a couple big rains next week, well, then that will alleviate the importance of weather that follows, at least for, you know, a week, let's say. But if it doesn't rain that much over the next few days, and next week rain is really only going to be one shot and it doesn't hit the right area, well, then all of a sudden you'll be looking at this big upper level high in the west, and it'll be trying to move into the Corn Belt or the plains at least. And that'll be something that, you know, could be worrisome if it were to actually unfold that way. But the one thing we will mention that we think is important is that if we go back to all the discussions that we had a long, long time ago, back in January, we were showing that if it was really mild in the autumn and the winter put together as one, and if you look at that period for the Corn Belt, it was the fourth warmest in 121 years, we showed that there was a strong connection between that and hot summers in the Corn Belt. Well, now we know that June will end up warmer than normal, so we can check that box off. There's a correlation between that showing up as warm in the summer, and now we know that June has done that, and that just increases the odds for July to do that too.
Mike, thanks so much for taking so much time with us today. Look forward to having you on each and every Thursday.
You're welcome, Todd. It's always a pleasure.
Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather. He is out of Chicago, Illinois.